Hi, good afternoon. This is Nereida from the Tax Relief Center.
I just got disconnected from a call.
Oh, okay. Just let me try to reconnect the call. Am I speaking to Jerome? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe, I don't know what happened with the call. Just let me try to reconnect. Give me 1 second.
Tax Relief, this is Nebula.
Hi, Nebula. I have Jerome on the line. He called us back.
Oh, thank you. We just got disconnected. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, Jerome.
Yes.
Hi. I don't know what happened, but I was trying to find your case file because my phone just started ringing like crazy. Okay, hold on. Let me find where I just have that. There you are. Okay, perfect. Okay. Are you married or do you file joint ever before?
No, I have not.
Okay, and let me actually send you my contact card. Hold on. That way, just in case we get disconnected, I don't know what's going on with the phone. And then you're currently working. So your job that you're still working now, it's a W-2 job, right?
Yes, it is.
And then did you ever change your W-4 form so that they're taking taxes out now? Or are you still exempt?
It was updated, so it was being changed for my next paycheck. So, yes, it has.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then how much are you making with your job each month before taxes or any deductions, approximately?
Approximately, like, $7,500.
Okay. Do you have any other income besides your wages?
No, that's it.
And then what state and county do you live in?
I live in Maryland, St. Charles County.
Okay. And then you're paying a mortgage, you said St. Charles?
Yeah.
What county is that?
Waldorf.
Okay. You said Waldorf? Like a W?
Yeah, Waldorf, like the Waldorf Astoria. W-A-L-D-O-R-F.
That's the county?
Yeah, that's the county.
What's your zip code?
20602.
Okay, it's Charles County, I think. Oh, I gotcha. It's City of Waldorf. Okay. Charles. The IRS, they have different standards for every county. Shoot, where's your case
number? Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay, Charles County. Okay, and then you're paying a mortgage payment?
Yes.
How much per month?
$2,000.
And that includes? Okay. That includes homeowners insurance and property tax?
That includes the property tax, and that includes, that does not include HOA, no.
Okay. How much is the HOA per month?
$260.
And then what about homeowners insurance?
I didn't pay that a month. That is, I think I have, they reduced it to $40. I pay $40 a month.
Okay. And then I know this fluctuates, but roughly what are you paying monthly for, like, gas, electricity, water?
I don't have a gas bill. My electric bill is roughly about $120 a month, and my water bill is usually about $80 to $90.
Okay. Do you pay for cable or internet?
I do pay for internet.
How much is that one?
That's about $80.
How much is your cell phone bill?
Cell phone bill is about the same, $80.
Do you have a car payment or a car insurance payment?
Yes, I do have a car note. Car note is $650, and my insurance is $300.
Okay. Are you paying for medical insurance or life insurance?
No life insurance, but the medical that comes out of my paycheck.
Do you know how much they're taking out each month?
I think about no more than $40.
Okay. Do you have any court payments? That's like child support, alimony, judgment.
No.
What about student loan debt, credit card debt, loans?
Student loan debt, no, but credit cards, but they're small amounts.
Okay. Are you paying monthly something? I can put that.
Yes, I do.
How much per month, roughly?
If I don't pay it off, I always pay the minimum amount due, which is about $25.
Okay. Do you know what the market value of your home is?
$327K.
And then you just bought it, so you still owe pretty much that, right? Three.
No, I bought it in 2022. It was just appraised for 327.
Oh, I gotcha. Do you know how much you still owe?
I paid 305 for it.
Nice. Do you know how much you still owe?
I think about 276, 289.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Do you have any other assets, anything the IRS can come after? This would be like any other property, retirement accounts, investment accounts, stocks?
No, that's it.
Okay. Okay, so this is all the information that I need, Jerome. And what I need to do next is submit this over to our legal team to see if we can get you qualified. Are you able to hold on the line?
Sure.
Okay, just bear with me and I'll be back with you as soon as I can, okay?
Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Your call is very important to us. Please hold, and we will be with you in just a moment. Thank you.
Jerome?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for your patience, sir. So the legal team, their only concern with your case is we would just want to make sure going forward, really just making sure that you don't fall behind again with the filings. These programs with the IRS, it's kind of like a one and done. So we can get you, you know, current, compliant, back on your feet, fresh, clean slate. But then your part of that agreement is that you're going to keep it that way.
Oh, no. Moving forward, the Uncle Sam is not anyone that I want to have to be in debt with. I will be found.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, perfect. So the first thing we do is we file a limited power of attorney with the IRS, and that gives us the legal right to speak and negotiate for you. And then the second thing we do is submit an 8821. So I think this is important in your case based on what you said. So that form lets us go in and get all of your records directly from the IRS. So they usually keep 10 years on file. So we go in, we get all 10 years. That way we don't miss anything. We can make sure everything's included. Nothing's going to pop up later down the line, okay?
Okay.
So if there's any wage or income that was reported, all of your tax transcripts, compliance reports, we can see, like, if they are claiming anything, if you're in queue for collection, all of that. And then my absolute favorite part is they do let us put collection hold on your account, so that would keep you completely protected while we're in process. They're not able to, like, garnish you or levy your bank or lien your property or anything like that, okay? Yeah, that's the most important thing. And then as far as our cost goes, so the fee is $790. That's if you need payment options. So that's something that we can break up and kind of stretch out. If you're able to pay it in full, it's $590.
Yes, I can pay that in full. But do I have like a deadline when to pay that? I just pay my mortgage and some other bills. So my next check that I get is completely fine.
Okay, no worries. I understand that one. So what we can do, I don't know if this helps to get you started, but if you're able to put half of it down, I can give you 2 weeks for the other half, and they do still honor that lower price. So it would be $295 down and then $295 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can do – I don't want to put myself in the rears.
Okay.
I just don't want to put myself in the rear. Is there any way that I can push this to pay the full amount on, put up my calendar? The 25th?
Yeah, let me see. That's Tuesday, 1-2. Okay, let me see what I can do. Can I put you on hold really quick? Let me just call over to my accounting manager. Let me see if I can do anything. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding again. Sorry about that. So we can do that. So we'll just post-date it for the 25th, and then we can get everything started, get a little bit of a head start. So I'm just going to go over your information for those IRS forms, and then I'll have legal sign off on your case and kind of prep you on the next steps. What's your home address?
3413 White, like the color, Fir, F-I-R, Court, White Fir Court, Unit A, and that's in Waldorf, Maryland, 20602.
And then your legal name and the way that the IRS has it is Jerome Newman. And then do you have a middle initial?
N as in Nathaniel.
Are you a junior, a third, or anything like that on your ID?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What's a good email for you?
My first name, Jerome, dot my last name, Newman, the number 23. At gmail.com.
What's your date of birth?
7/23/84.
What's your social security number?
Is that something that I can give by...
So we could, there's two ways that we could do the social. So we have to have it for those two IRS forms that we're submitting. So I can send you the form where it's fillable on the form. That's done through Adobe Sign. Or you can just tell it to me and it'll be printed on the form. It'll just be an extra step in the e-sign.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then let me just repeat everything back to you, okay? Oops, you know what? Can you tell me your zip code one more time?
20602.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat everything back to you. Stop me if anything is incorrect, okay? So it's Jerome N. Newman, and it's July 23rd, 84, and you're at 3413 White Fir Court, Unit A. That's in Waldorf, Maryland, 20602.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the only other thing I need from you would be a credit card number or a debit card number for the payment on the 25th. I'm going to send you over an authorization form for the payment.
Okay.
And it'll be printed out on there. So you can go ahead whenever you're ready.
I'm with my wallet.
Okay.
The number is 4403-9319-6501-8295.
And the expiration?
0228.
And then that card has your name and the billing zip code is the same as your home address?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. So I am going to initiate this paperwork. Send. So this takes about 2 minutes, and you'll get a text message from Adobe. Actually, I can just text it to you. Hold on. Might be faster. Okay, so you'll see that come through from Adobe also, but I just text you. That's a secure link. So when you tap on that link, that'll open the documents via Adobe Sign. And then once you're done signing, they won't work anymore. And then I can walk you through them. And then I'm going to send you a secondary one with just the IRS forms. It's fillable for your social once we finish that one.
Okay.
So just go ahead and tap on it, and I can walk you through it.
Okay, I tapped on it.
Okay, so once it opens, you're going to tap continue and then tap start.
Okay.
And then you should see a little thing that says tap to sign. Go ahead and tap on that, and that'll pop open a window where you're going to draw your signature with your finger on that line.
Okay.
And then once you do that, there's a little box underneath the signature that says enter your name. You're just going to tap in there and type in your first and last name.
Okay.
And then hit apply.
Okay.
And then once you hit apply, you can either scroll down slowly or you can use there's an arrow at the top going to the right. That'll jump you to the next signature. And then all you have to do is tap where it says tap to sign, and it'll insert your signature that you already did. And then just do that two more times after that. Those IRS forms, we're going to have to redo them because there's no social on there, but just to complete the e-sign, you have to go through it.
Okay. Now I'm putting in my email address.
Perfect. That's going to be the last step.
I'm just so leery about my social, and I'm already, you know, left the IRS. I don't want to scam, but
yeah, I mean, you don't have to explain. I understand. I probably take, I don't know, 10 socials a day for years and years I've been doing this. Every now and then somebody will be like, wait a minute. You know what the crazier part is? People call us. Sometimes they call us. I don't know why they call us, and they think we're the IRS. And so they just say, this is my name, and it's usually really old people, and they say, and then they just start saying their social, and I'm like, wait, who are you trying to call? It's kind of scary but that's why old people like get taken advantage of, you know? It's so sad. But yeah, so just so you know, I mean, we do hold many, many licenses. We have attorneys, CPAs, tax preparers. We have EAs, which are federally licensed. We've been in business almost 20 years. We're A-plus rated and accredited on the BBB. We've actually been awarded for being one of the top 100 veteran-owned companies in the country, so that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in good hands.
Okay,
and then I'm going to send you this other form. It's just going to be those two IRS forms again. And then hopefully, I'm pretty sure this one is fillable for the social. There it is. Okay. And then I'm just going to text you this link again just to save us a couple minutes. And then when you get that same process, go ahead and tap on it. And then the only difference with this one is that first section where your information is, you'll just have to type in your social. So I think you just hit continue, start, and then just tap where it says taxpayer identification number.
Okay.
And then after you do that, you can just scroll down and click to sign. And these are really the ones that we need really good signatures on, so just take your time. We just want it to be, you know, somewhat legible. Let me actually see where the one is. It was good. Yeah, like don't do it like you did your other one. I want you to actually write out your name. Just write Jerome Newman in cursive.
Okay, sorry, I'm also driving as well.
Are you driving?
I am. I'm just getting off work.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, are you able to stop?
No, I can manage. It's
okay, don't crash on me now.
I won't. Then I'm
okay.
I
have truck drivers. Right.
Maybe that's the plan.
I'm
going
to sue them next. It was the IRS's fault I crashed.
Okay. Still finding it, I guess.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, just take your time now that I know that you're driving. I'm not rushing that.
Okay, I think I just did the last one.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I did get it back. Wait, hold on. That's the first. Did I send you the first one twice? Oh, that's so weird. Did it look the same, the second one that you got?
The one did look the same. I just thought maybe I didn't on every...
Were you able to type in your social?
No, I wasn't. I didn't see a spot for that.
Oh, shoot. That is so weird. I thought I sent. I'm going to have to send it to you again.
I did see it. I see it.
Oh, you probably clicked on the other one and it let you do it again. It should just be those two IRS forms, so two signatures, and then at the top, the first thing you should see at the top, it'll say tax information authorization 8821. You see that?
Yeah, I see the space where I was supposed to add the social, and I'm just reviewing the doc now.
Okay.
So every time
yeah, that first one.
Assignment.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I would have known you were doing that other one again.
Sorry. So, no, the last one, it says completed. But when I try to go and select, it's the 2848, the power of attorney declaration and representative form.
Oh, yeah, you have to type your social on that one, too. It's on the second or the third to last page, maybe. I think there's like three places where it prints on there. The first one at the top where it says taxpayer ID. And then if you scroll down, there's a signature.
Yeah, I see the signature, and then I see where I put my social, and I did.
And then on the second page, it'll just say tax information authorization, and then it says SSN at the top. I don't know if it prints it in there automatically once you first do it.
Okay, I'm just looking for the second time to enter it.
Yeah, it should be, and if you scroll, are you just using that arrow or scrolling?
I'm scrolling.
Okay, yeah, so if you scroll from, it's the second page from the top, at the top left, there's a little box that says SSN above the 2848
okay.
form.
Completed.
Okay, let me see. Did it say you're all set?
It actually, I went to the last page where I had to enter my first and last name. I wanted to enter your.
Okay, but you did enter your social 3 times, right?
No, I've entered it 1 time, but I didn't see a space to enter it.
Okay, maybe it just prints it in there after you do it the first time. Yeah, it probably does.
Yeah, I do see where it says taxpayer identification number. It's my social.
And it's printed
already
in there on the. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I'm already.
Yeah. Nice. Adobe's the best. And then Adobe will send you a copy of all of those too, as well. Whatever email you put at the end.
Maybe I should have pulled over.
I know. Do you want to wait and then call me back once you're stationary? We can do that.
I'm just trying to make sure I complete the last one that's not letting me click off. But I don't see any other places for me to insert.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know about the social, honestly, because most of the time it's just printed on there. I would say 99.something% of the time it's just printed on there. But if you did the first signature on the 8821, you should just have to tap the other signature, and it should just insert the signature that you did first. And then it'll say finish.
Oh, sorry. This whole last line was asking for my email address, and I've been putting my first and last.
No problem.
This is why I should have put over.
No worries. Yeah, that's the last step. If you put in your email, that should send it back. I'll send you a copy.
Okay, now it's letting me get out of here. Okay, so the more.
Okay, and then did you see you're all set? Okay, perfect. That means that I'll get back here. Okay, it did just come through. Okay, so welcome aboard. I'll be here with you throughout the process. Okay, so save my number. You can call me anytime. If you think of any questions that we didn't go over, feel free to call me. If you get any, like a letter in the mail from the IRS or anything like that, just call me. We're going to go ahead and get the power of attorney filed today. We'll get the collection hold on you as well today. Okay, so you don't have to worry about any collection activity. And then what takes a little while is us getting the records from the IRS. Right now it's taking anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. Usually it only takes 2 to 4. So you will see that in my message that I'm going to send you right now. This is going to have the next steps. That way you have it in writing. And then, yeah, welcome aboard. We're going to get this all straightened out for you, okay? So the next thing that will happen is once we get all of your records, we're going to call you, and then we're going to schedule you a call with our legal team to go over everything in detail.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.